This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
With regards to Kamala Harris running for president, she wants to extend the school day all day, keep kids in school full day, year round. And that would be a federal law. What do you think of that? 855-839-1210. Nancy's in Penn Valley. Nancy, good morning.
Oh, hi. I think that for some children that are poor and live in the inner city, like in Camden, my husband is a pediatrician in Camden, actually, it might help them. Because I don't think it, for my family, no. But for those children, I some of them go home and they don't have any resources, and it might help them. So that's where I'm coming from. Not for my kids, I would put them in Catholic school and we would just be doing what we do. But for those kids, that might help. Just saying.
But what about what if I don't want my kids going full day, but I can't afford to send my kids to Catholic school? What do I do?
I don't know, Rich. This is so hard, right? Because those kids, there are some kids that would just really benefit from the support that they would get in these schools because their parents, they're not there for them for whatever reasons. I can't get into those details, but there's lots of different reasons why parents are not engaged with their kids and they're being neglected, et cetera. And we can't put every kid like that in foster care. And teachers will tell you, teachers that do work in these schools. And if they were in school all day, then they probably would get their homework done and have access to all the special things and get exercise and all those things that they don't get. So I'm not a socialist. And of course, I'm a conservative. But for those kids, gosh, it might be helpful.
Wouldn't it be better to come up with programs in places where you do have kids who don't have a family to go home to, where you get them involved in activities? But that's different from saying we're going to make the school day all day for everybody as a federal law. I mean, that's really different because I don't want my kids in indoctrination camp all day.
Yeah, you're right about that. My kids, I did pay for Catholic school, so they weren't in indoctrination camp some of the time. But when they went to college, they were. But yes, you're right about that. I didn't really, yes. So maybe take that money and put it towards resources in our poorest neighborhoods, in our worst neighborhoods, where those kids can get access to all the extra help they need. They'll get their homework done because we need to get them out of the inner city. We need education. That's where our key is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what else would help too, Nancy? Something that I'm sure you support, like I support, school choice.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's funny, right? Because Kamala Harris's idea, she's talking about the exact same areas you're talking about, literally the exact same areas. The program would be a pilot program of 500 schools in the poorest districts in America. So she's exactly talking about like Camden, for example. But instead of throwing money at that to keep the kids in a failing school all day, why not use that money to give to a kid so that kid could go to, say, the Catholic school you send your kids to, for example?
Yeah.
They won't even touch that.
We have to do something for these poor people, right? We have to do something because we live in this wonderful country where we have all these resources and we have these kids that are just, it's awful. They're in failing schools. They can't read. It's so sad.
Yeah, you are sentenced by your zip code to go to a school that is terrible, and the Democrat Party will not address that issue because the teachers' unions are such a gravy for them. So you're right. These kids are going to be sentenced to these schools forever. Nancy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much. So you take the poorest areas in the country, as Kamala Harris is pointing out. A lot of these areas, by the way, are proportionately African-American. And I tell you what, you want to do this one day? If you want to watch a great documentary, there is a documentary called The Cartel. I don't know if you can still find it on Netflix or not, but it's great. What they do is they actually focus on Camden and Newark. And they talk about how kids are selected to go to charter schools, and they do a lottery system because they don't have enough. And I get chills thinking about this. And watch this documentary, and you'll see, like they did in Camden, they'll pull a kid's name, and it's like the kid just won the lottery, and the mom starts crying, happy tear, hugging the mom. And it's like the kid just won the golden ticket out of that. You know what I mean? But then when it's over, when the lottery's over and all the other kids in the room, didn't get picked to go to the charter school and they know that they're starting next year at Camden High School, then their moms start crying. But it's different tiers. It's tiers knowing that their kids, for their kids, life just got a whole lot harder. You know what I mean? Their kid, for their kids, their life is going to be more challenging, more difficult. I don't know how that's fair. I don't know how that's fair. And I also don't know how it's not racist. I don't know how it's not racist. Because I think it's the most racist idea in the world to say to a kid, you got to go to where you were born. I mean, it's racist. I'm lucky. I was born white. I get to go to a good school. But this kid's born black in Camden. They got to go to this failing school. And their parents can't afford to send him to a Catholic school. Or, and you're going to tell them that they don't have the right to send their kids someplace else? How is that not racist? See, this is what the Republican Party can win on, by the way, in a big way. Because the Republican Party has supported school choice forever. Trump supports school choice. The president talks about school choice all the time. But the problem is you're never going to get Democrats to support it because of the teachers union. Their answer to everything is just throw more money at the problem. Just give us more money. Longer school days, longer school year, more money, more programs, blah, blah, blah. And they won't recognize at the heart of this, the fundamental problem is these schools are failing. And you got to get these kids out of these failing schools and let market choices occur so that other charter schools can come on board. Do you know, in the state of New Jersey, there were applications for 40 charter schools and the Murphy administration approved zero? Zero. Pathetic is what it is. Megan's in Bristol. Megan, good morning. What are your thoughts about this school plan?
This takes nanny state to a whole new level. It's not the school district or the teacher's job to raise your kids. And that's what it turns around to be. And then the other part is my kids who do after school activities like soccer and track, where does it leave them? So then now they're not going to get home till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Great point. That's a great point. Exactly. And you're right. The schools should not be raising our kids. And I don't want them raising our kids because I honestly don't want those values to be my kids' values.
No.
Megan, thanks for the call, my dear. Appreciate it very much. She, her, is that how you go by?
Yep, sure.
All right, good. All right, excellent. Thank you. We appreciate it. 855-839-1210.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.